no applause. Fun Phone production number 42. Piss. Word. And here we go.
Stu, I just saw the mailman downstairs. He gave me the special delivery letter for you. Here.
Thanks.
Hey, I don't believe it!
Why, what's the matter?
Did I ever tell you that I tried out as a contestant on that word game show Piss Word?
Yeah, so?
So listen to this. Dear sir, congratulations. You have been chosen to appear as a contestant on our game show. We'll see you at the studio this Monday for taping. How about that?
Yeah, that's really good, Stu, but Piss Word's a hard show. How'd you ever qualify to get out on a show like that?
I go to UCLA.
That still doesn't answer my question.
Ah, shut up. Boy, I hope I can win some dough there. I'm so far back on my bills, I'm going to lose everything if they're not paid by the end of next week. That's one of the reasons why I applied. If I win, I go home with $10,000.
Yeah, but on that show, you either win everything or nothing. It's a big risk.
Yeah, but what have I got to lose? I'm going to start going through the dictionary right now, so I'll be all ready for Monday.
Okay, Stu, I'll be going then.
Okay, Jeffy, see you later.
There must be something I can do to help Stu, but how?
Welcome, gentlemen. And now let me make sure that you're all in the right place. You're Stu Funphone?
Yes, sir.
And you're Dickie Dunkirk.
That's right.
Fine, fine. I'm John Marvelous, the announcer of the show. Now, you gentlemen will be on the first show, so sit back, relax, and make yourself comfortable. We'll be going on the air in a few moments.
All right, sir, and thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Boy, I'm so nervous.
Listen, there's nothing to be nervous about. I've been on 100 game shows. They're all the same.
What are you talking about?
I always wanted these things. That's how my family eats. If it weren't for all the money I win on these stupid shows, I'd be out looking for a job. Listen, pal, if I were you, I'd haul ass out of here before I beat the crap out of you out during the show.
Oh, yeah? Well, you just might be in for some heavy competition.
That's so. Well, we'll see about that, pussy.
How would you like a...
Stand by, gentlemen. We're about to go on the air. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From Hollywood, it's the word game that makes you go. This word. And now let's meet the host of this word, Alan Dutton.
Thank you. Welcome to our show. Now, I'm sure that you'd like to meet our contestants, so let's have John Marvelous introduce them. John?
Right, Alan. First, let's meet an unemployed roofing salesman. Here's Dickie Dunkirk.
Well, Dickie, since you're unemployed, I take it you can use the 10 grand we're giving to the winner of today's show, eh?
Well, not really, Alan. You see, I'm living quite comfortably.
Well, how long have you been unemployed?
7 years.
Well, then, how are you able to live comfortably?
By going on all these stupid game shows and cleaning up. But I do intend to pick up that 10 grand you're giving away today.
Well, I think your competition thinks otherwise. Who is he, John?
He's a UCLA student, and how he got in there, I'll never know. Here's Stu Funphone.
How are you, Stu?
Okay, I suppose I could sure use that 10,000.
I'm sure you could, too. Now I'll bet you two are wondering who the celebrities are that you're going to be playing with. Hmm? I thought so. Well, let's find out. First, Dickie, your partner, is a well-known newscaster here in the Los Angeles area. Let's welcome Mr. George Putt-Putt. And now, Stu, I'll bet you're wondering who your celebrity guest will be. Well, originally we had paired you with the editor of the Funk and Wagnalls Dictionary. But then we got a call from someone very near and dear to you.
My mother?
Not quite. You see, when this person called us, he told us that he really wanted you to win the 10 grand we're offering. He seemed so concerned that we decided to make him your partner today. And here he is. Let's welcome, from the popular joke line fluke, Mr. Uncle Jeffy.
Hi, Stu. Surprise!
Surprise is right! What the hell are you doing here?
Stick with me, partner. We're gonna clean up.
Uh-huh.
All right, gentlemen. If you're all set, let's play Piss Word. Now remember, when you hear this sound, it means that your clue has not been accepted by our authority, Dr. Goodman A. Reason, who has provided information to the World Book Encyclopedia, 229th edition, to over 695 college and department stores all across America. And when you hear this sound, it means our cameraman is throwing up. Again, good luck to both of you, and now let's play.
The piss word is tits.
All right, 10 points, George.
Tits.
Shades?
No, 9 points. Jeffy?
Miriam Schwartz!
Oops, I'm sorry, that's two words. You lose a turn.
Miriam Schwartz?
Oh, Stu, you're not allowed to talk after your partner has given an incorrect clue. You lose two turns. George?
Zits.
Zit. Pimples.
No, you get another turn, though.
Mitts.
Zit. Work.
Nope. George, it isn't a good idea to use sound-alikes.
I do it all the time. I talk in rhyme.
Continue, please. This will be for 6 points.
Sets.
Fit. Sit. Myth. Tumor.
Nope. Okay, Jeffy, for 5 points, this will be it.
Tits!
Ooh! Nice going.
Wait a minute. Don't I get a chance to respond?
What for? That was the word.
What was? Tits?
Yes.
Oh. Jeffy, who is Miriam Schwartz?
Oh, Stu, wait until you see her. Just wait until you see her. She's really built. I'm surprised you didn't get the word immediately from that.
Jeffy, I don't even know Miriam Schwartz.
Yeah, but nevertheless, you should have known her from her reputation.
Oh, brother.
And you, what is with this fits, tits, mitts? What the hell was that?
I told you, Dickie, you might think I'm a sickie. I have to talk in rhyme. Not today, but all the time.
Nice try, panel. Now remember, we go 3 rounds. Whoever has the most points at the end of 3 rounds is the winner. Stu and Dickie, look at the next word, please.
The piss word is toilet.
Okay, 10 points, Stu.
All right, Jeffy, now look at me. Look at me now. Pay attention. Flush.
Drunk.
9 points, Dickie.
Wait a minute. Jeffy, where the hell do you get drunk?
In a bar, of course.
Oh, Jesus.
Quiet, please. It's Dickie's turn.
Bull. Soul.
8 points, Stu.
Jeffy, listen. Water.
Soda.
7 points, Dickie.
Oh, yeah. This clown rhymes everything. Okay, I got it. Sweat it.
Boil it.
Oh, shit. I don't believe it.
Say now, that's a pretty good rhyme, but not as good as mine.
Nope. 6 points. Stu?
Jeffy, I'm warning you. Dickie just used a sound-alike. We got it made. Now, will you listen to me?
Okay, go ahead.
Pipes.
Ice!
All right, for 5 points, this is it. Dickie?
Toilet.
Toilet!
That's it. Okay, this is your third and final round.
Just a minute. Jeffy, what the hell are you doing? What is all this drunk soda and ice?
I'm only going by the first clue you gave me.
Okay, but what does all that have to do with flush?
Flush? Did you say flush? I thought you said lush.
Oh, why me? Why me?
Are you finished?
Yes.
All right, then. Here's your last chance to win. You need at least 6 points to win, so let's have it.
The piss word is ridiculous.
All right, since Jeffy and Stu are behind, we'll start with them. 10 points. Jeffy?
Recordings.
Oh, what's the use? This is ridiculous!
That's it. You won the game.
Huh? What was? What, I won?
Yes, you did it. You won.
I knew we could do it, Stu. I knew we could do it.
But I don't understand. How did we...
We have to say goodbye to Dickie Dunkirk and his partner. They've been two fine players, and we have a copy of the home game for each backstage.
You rhyming asshole. What the hell is wrong with you?
You might call it a speech defect in effect.
Thanks to both of you for appearing on our show.
I can't believe it. I worked my ass off with that fool Jeffy, but it was worth it. All that pain and agony was worth it. I'm finally going to be able to pay off my bills. Boy, what a struggle. Whew.
Now it's time to play our lightning round. You'll have to get 5 words in 1 minute. If you get all 5, you win the 10 grand. If you don't get all 5, you get nothing. Not even a copy of our home game. Those are the official rules, so Jeffy, get ready to feed the clues to Stuart.
Oh, boy, we're going to have one!
Oh, shut up.
Get set now. Here's the first word. Go. Oh, I'm sorry, but we're out of time. We spent so much time trying to get the first two words in our game earlier that we've completely exhausted our time slot for today. So, folks, this is Alan Dudden saying...
Hold it! Hold it! Do I get to come back tomorrow to earn my dough?
Are you kidding? We have 10 more contestants that we have to get on the air. Sorry, pal, you're through. Anyway, folks, this is Alan Dudden saying the piss word today...
Hold it! Wait a minute! Wait a minute! You mean I went through all that torture for nothing? Hold it! Hold it! I know my rights! Where's my lawyer? I'm gonna sue! I'm gonna sue!
Charlie, Eddie, get this goon off my stage, huh? He's making a fool of himself.
Hey, what are you doing? You can't take me away. I'll sue. Do you hear me? I'll sue.
Friends, this is Alan Dudden saying the piss word today is money. If you want to make money, produce a game show. Bye now.